From the studios of KPCW in Park City, it's This Green Earth, a weekly talk show about the environment and our relationship with it. I'm Nell Larson.
And I'm Chris Cherniak. Thanks for tuning in. We want to talk about yesterday's historic, I'm calling it historic, Senate confirmation of Deb Haaland. She is now our new Secretary of the Department of the Interior, and we're going to talk about this appointment with Maria Najera. She is the Director of Government Affairs with Western Resource Advocates. Maria, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me this morning on This Green Earth.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you for having me on.
First of all, I hope I pronounce your last name correct. I apologize.
It's Najera, Maria Najera.
Najera. All right.
Yes.
Well, Maria, thank you so much for joining us and talking about this. This historic confirmation of Deb Haaland as our new Secretary of Department of the Interior. Let's start here. Who is Deb Haaland and why is this confirmation so important?
Yes, well, I think historic is the right word. Representative Deb Haaland is the congresswoman for the first congressional district in New Mexico, which is Albuquerque in the metropolitan area. She was elected in 2019, and her election was historic as well. She was one of two indigenous women that was elected to Congress that year. She will be sworn in, I believe, today. She was confirmed yesterday by the Senate, but will be, I think, officially sworn in today as the Secretary of the Interior. And she will be the first indigenous cabinet member of a presidential administration, as well as the first indigenous woman to lead the Department of Interior.
Okay. So what does how do things change? Let's put it this way, at the Department of Interior under her leadership.
Well, I think that, Western Resource Advocates works at the state level. So we work with sort of governors and legislators to make progress on conservation challenges at the state level. But the last 4 years, it's been a challenge to sort of have a real partner at the federal level. The Department of Interior oversees management of a fifth of the nation's lands, most of them in the West. And having that federal partner is really key to sort of working together, both state level, federal level, to try to take on sort of this serious challenge. I think as, having the first indigenous cabinet member, especially the head of an agency that oversees tribal land management, is going to be really key to sort of strengthening our relationships with tribes, across the country. But I'm thinking especially of the West. I think that we will see sort of more of leadership on combating climate. I think she will, this administration and soon to be Secretary Haaland will lead with science. I also think, she understands and is committed to ensuring that when we are, looking at our climate challenges, that we're looking at solutions that ensure that there's equity and justice as part of them.
Okay, so we can assume then broadly that tribal nations and environmentalists are happy with this confirmation, this appointment. Who would you say is not so thrilled with her appointment?
I think that, and this is, mostly going back to sort of her confirmation hearing at the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. There was a few folks in some of the Western states who rely heavily on, oil and gas extraction that, seem to believe that maybe she will pose a threat to some of those industries.
Right.
I think that we have heard from the administration that they are leading with a balanced approach. So I think that they, I hope that they will take sort of a wait and see and give her a chance I think she'll be a good listener. She's proven to be a really collaborative member of Congress, and I think she's a good listener, and I think that that will, you know, go a long way to helping her sort of work across the aisle and work with some of those folks that sort of have concerns about how her appointment, how the administration will impact some of the extractive oil and gas industries.
Right. Well, she did have a few Republican senators vote in support of her. I think Senators Murkowski, Collins from Maine, Lindsey Graham. That was interesting.
Yeah.
And one or two others, correct?
Correct. There's one other, and now I'm not remembering. I believe there was four.
Right.
For Republicans.
Right. Okay.
And I think she, you know, like I said, I think that she has a reputation in Congress as sort of being very collaborative. And I think that that's one of the reasons she was able to sort of bring those get those folks to support her nomination. And I hope that other folks who didn't support it will give her a chance in her new role.
Well, that kind of leads to my next question is, how long does it take? You've worked with the Department of Interior. How long would you say does it take to turn the ship or so, or have some of her policies, goals, objectives to actually gain traction? Is there a time period involved, or can she start making changes on day one?
That's a tough question. I worked at the Department of Interior under Secretary Sally Jewell the last 4 years of the Obama administration. It takes a while. It's not easy to go in and undo sort of 4 years that quickly. And I think it will also depend on, you know, the type of bipartisan support that the administration will be able to get at the in Congress. But I think that there are, you know, certainly things that will be key, key appointments and the hiring of staff to try to sort of, as you said, right the ship. It's not quick. You can't snap your fingers and do it. But I think that we'll get on the. She understands sort of the urgency of righting the ship, and I think we'll see. A lot of good stuff coming out of there, hopefully very soon.
We're speaking with Maria Nahira. She is the Director of Government Affairs with the Western Resource Advocates, and we're talking about yesterday's U.S. Senate confirmation of Deb Haaland as the new Secretary of the Department of the Interior. So in the last few minutes, Maria, does the Secretary Haaland have a kind of a priority list of things she wants to get done first, second, third?
I think making sure that the president's agenda is, lined up and she sort of, you know, will be taking a lead role in that, I think, in sort of helping the administration with its ambitious efforts to combat climate change. I think sort of the administration's review of sort of oil and gas leases on federal land is definitely a priority. That's sort of paused right now, and it's going to be going through a review. And I know there'll be sort of the Department of Interior will be sort of doing stakeholder engagement, sort of outreach efforts to communities to learn more about that. I think there is also the president's 30 by 30 30 by 30 resolution, which is looking at protecting 30% of Western landscapes by 2030. I think that will take a lot of sort of collaboration with our governors, with landowners, with tribes across the West, and I think that's something that she'll be sort of focused on, and as she sort of begins her tenure at Interior.
Well, last couple of minutes, I'm sure the Western Resource Advocates is quite thrilled by this announcement, and more broadly, quite thrilled that we have an administration now that it seems to actually get it when it comes to environmental protection?
Yes, we are beyond thrilled. I think, Kevin, like you said, you know, having an administration that is going to lead with science, that is going to try to get us on the path to doing what we have to do in order to meet this challenge and to address sort of the impacts of what we're already seeing. And having someone like Secretary Holland, who is, you know, like I said, a collaborative member of Congress. I think she will be able to work closely with states and with Congress to sort of make progress on some of these issues. And we look forward to working with her and with the administration. And I think it's an important partnership. And we are very excited to have you know, someone who's willing to lead at the federal level and mm-hmm. be a partner for states.
Well, last minute or
at
so.
At the local level.
Okay, last minute or so. Tell us a little bit about who Western Resource Advocates is.
So Western Resource Advocates is a conservation nonprofit. We're regional. We work in the Intermountain West region, so about 7 states. We have an office in Salt Lake City. We have offices in Boulder, Colorado, Santa Fe, New Mexico, Phoenix, Arizona, Carson City, Nevada, and I guess Denver, Colorado as well. And we are, you know, focused on taking on addressing the most pressing conservation challenges. We work on clean energy issues, water conservation, and protecting Western landscapes and wildlife. And you can learn more about us by going to our website, westernresourceadvocates.org.
All right. Maria Nahira is the Director of Government Affairs with Western Resource Advocates. And Maria, again, thanks so much for joining us this morning on This Green Earth. And I'm sure we will be touching base with you to see how things are progressing with Secretary Holland, along with lots of other new environmental policies and regulations going on that the WRA covers. So thank you very much.
Great. Thank you so much for having me, Chris.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of This Green Earth.
And if you did, we hope you'll take a minute to rate us, share us, and leave a comment.
You can email us your thoughts and ideas for future shows at thisgreenearth@kpcw.org.
Join us next week on This Green Earth.